mainly A level because of the examination. Of course, you have to learn English, and most of the time, teachers will just teach you some basic English, or you can say some examination oriented English. But I think that is good because you have to learn some basic form in order to enhance it. So I think it's not interesting, but I think it's a must to learn English. And because I want to learn more vocabularies and more sentence structures, then I will read novels and I will watch drama. Yeah, English drama to help me to learn more English. And I think that I when I was in A-level, this is the period that I spend most of the time to learn English. But when I entered university, then I think I really spent less time to learn English. Then I think my English is worse than before. Yeah.
No, but I think so far, you know, like you're really comfortable in talking with me. So yeah, and I want to know. I'm also curious because you said you like watching drama, and you said reading novels to kind of, you know, raise your interest on learning English. Do you mind sharing the drama or novels you've watched before?
Novel should be. The author should be Sophie Kinsella, should be this one. I think her novel is not very difficult, but of course you can learn some new vocabulary. I think that is good because if the book is too difficult for you, then it's so hard for you to lose interest. So I think that it's okay. You should find some novel that you know most of the vocabulary, but you can also learn some. I think it can keep your interest in learning English. And about drama, I remember that at that time I loved to watch Gossip Girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Cringy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love her so much. And also Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
Yeah. And because when I watched that, and there are subtitles, yes. So you can train your listening and also your reading at the same time. Because I know that you cannot really 100% catch what they are talking about, but you can read the subtitles to get what they are talking. And I think that if you really want to learn, you have to make notes. After you watch it, if you learn some new sentence or a new vocabulary, you really need to mark it down, and then you have to review it every day. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a really good point. So your major is cultural studies, and I think it's a major that requires a lot of reading, you know, study from cases from worldwide. So do you take notes on words that you don't know while you're reading research papers or materials for your major?
Yes, I will. Yeah, because this is a process that for you to learn, and of course the reading is really, really hard, and but because I really need to check a lot of dictionary to get to know about this, but because the reading is too hard for me, sometimes although you know each word, what the meanings of each word, but if they make it into a sentence, then you don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes when you reading something that you really don't know, you can guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can use your common sense to guess it. I think don't afraid to learn English. This is the point.